This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. It's the show where you control the calls. You can give us one at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Get in the groove there, buddy.
Hey, gotta get in the groove there. First time behind being in the first chair for, what, a year?
It's been like a year since you've got to sit in the first chair.
Yeah, something like that. This is why I want to do this, so that I can get into practice and have a high-energy intro. And tonight, it's not Brian and Stephanie here with you, because they are off doing other things. So filling in, it's Johnson.
And Danica.
And Mark.
And we are here to bring you interesting content unless you feel like calling in and taking control of the show. So until that happens, Danica, you have something to talk to us about tonight.
Before we go any further, though, we haven't had an introduction for Danica because I don't think she's been on Free Talk Live proper at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct. Danica? She's been on one
after show.
An after show.
It was a very fun after show.
So a lot of people who listen to sort of the regular program won't know who Danica is. And Danica, give us a brief rundown.
Sure, absolutely. I am a recent college graduate. I moved up here for the Free State Project about late May. So I've been here for a couple of months. I've been to New Hampshire several times before. So I am very happy to be here and in the Granite State. And happy to be on the show. This is my first time being on, well, again, proper being on Free Talk Live. I've done a couple of smaller podcasts, but nothing like Free Talk Live. So I am a little nervous, but I'm more excited than nervous. So thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. And we're going to throw you right into the mix with, you've got the best story of all of us. Tell me about a soda ban?
Yeah, not quite a soda ban.
Okay.
So if there's any reason, again, for anyone that wants to possibly leave the state of Connecticut, a Democrat is seeking a national soda tax.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to change the where you live, though, because this is this representative from Connecticut happens to be from Connecticut. Doesn't matter whether they're Connecticut or Georgia. They're going to put it on all of us.
No, that's true. And this is actually a funny story because a couple of us went out to eat the other night, and some of us were complaining about how high the soda and the iced tea and whatever beverages
were.
Isn't
it crazy?
Yeah.
I remember when a fountain drink was like 85 cents. You got a fountain drink for 85 cents. Mm-hmm. But now when you go out, yeah, you get unlimited refills, but it's $2.50.
Yeah, $2.50.
Have you noticed that a lot of places aren't giving the free refills anymore, and they're being sneaky about it, too, some places. You go in, and it's just you order a drink, and the drink is like $2.50, and yet they're still not giving you free refills.
No, I haven't had that happen to me. I think I would be outraged.
But the most frustrating part about that is that they don't tell you that they don't have free refills. They just keep filling, and before you know it, you've got five charges of $2.50 on your bill.
This isn't a margarita. You can't do that.
No, this is just like plain soda or iced tea or something. But anyway, to get into the story, Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut is seeking a national soda tax.
Oh, Connecticut. What a surprise.
That's what I was saying, Connecticut. That's the reason to leave
state?
Connecticut.
Yeah, Johnson. Connecticut and New York are kind of like the fascist hubs of the United States.
Communist New York. Okay, so anyway, seeking a national soda tax, an effort backed by leaders of the movement to ban smoking indoors and others who call carbonated beverages toxic.
I think that it would be difficult to argue that that sugar isn't, especially in excess, isn't poisonous. I mean, it's terrible for us, but I don't think that anyone else needs to make that decision but you and I, right?
Oh, I agree. It's also a toxin.
Indeed it is.
But then again, they are taxing that already, so that's not necessarily the best argument. But,
the only way they were able to pull that off, the tax, though, is because of prohibition.
Right.
Because they were able to prohibit it, then when they brought it back, they could bring it back with this large tax.
Right.
So, with that being said, how many teaspoons of sweetener in soda or energy drinks do you folks think that are in, say, a average soda can?
Okay. Like 18, 20, to something like that.
It can't be that much.
A can
of Coke is about 180 calories. I would guess a teaspoon of sugar is probably about 50 calories. So I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.
Okay. They want to impose a one cent excise tax per teaspoon of caloric sweetener in soda, energy drinks, sports drinks, and sweet teas.
So that means that Diet Coke is cool because there's no sweetener in it.
Oh, there's still sweetener in Diet Coke.
A 12-ounce can of regular Coke contains 39 grams of total sugar, which is about 9 1/3 teaspoons of sugar.
Holy
macaroni. I was closer than you.
So depending on the size of the soda, you could be looking at anywhere from 10 cents to 20 cents, even more.
Okay, that's a sizable tax.
Yeah.
And this is another situation probably where you're going to hit the poor harder than you hit the rich. I would guess that you're talking about rich people be more likely to carry around their bottles of purified water from some foreign country, and that poor people are more likely to drink sodas.
It's also going to be interesting because it's going to shift people over to diet, maybe shift some people over to more into diet colas, because the diet cola is suddenly going to be cheaper, which would be strange. And then you start getting the increased effects of all these artificial sweeteners, which would be kind of interesting.
Yes, the tax is targeted at Americans who are low-income, African-American, Hispanic, and children, which the legislation calls priority populations due to higher rates of obesity and diabetes.
See, these taxes are insidious because they sort of work either way. So they, about the beginning of the, I can't remember when it was, maybe it's been 2008 or something like that, I can't remember exactly, but the Obama administration got through a tax on cigars and loose leaf tobacco or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right at the beginning of his administration, they also banned, certain flavored tobaccos, which was, they had to, rebrand cloves. I remember that because there was a ban on cloves and, you couldn't have, cherry or vanilla tobacco or something like that, because they were basically accusing them of marketing that to kids.
And when that happened, when the cigar tax came down, I decided I was going to quit smoking cigars because I wasn't going to pay. I understand that money's fungible, and even though they say the money's going to go to education, that doesn't mean the money's going to go to education. It just means that the money from the tax will go to education. The money that would have gone to education will now go to bullets to kill people in foreign countries. So I can't, in good conscience, smoke my cigars that are going to buy bullets to kill people.
Right.
And I stopped. But that was really sort of the purpose of the tax to some extent anyway, because either way they win. Oh, now you've stopped doing the bad thing we don't like. So it's this back and forth thing. Don't worry, it's coming to e-cigarettes too.
Well, what's kind of interesting, I think New Hampshire actually has laws that make it legal to grow tobacco for personal use.
I think that's fine, but it's about the hardest thing to grow. I mean, yes, growing it's easy. It's curing it and drying it, which is really quite a chore. It's a challenge.
Well, I know someone who's in the area who is going to be attempting to take up that challenge, so it would be interesting.
I am very interested in hearing about it.
Yeah.
You want to know something interesting about the revenue of this tax is going to be going to Obamacare.
Well, of course it is.
Really?
It's going to go to something good.
Wow.
It's going to the fund cut that was done by Congress.
This is, of course, the natural progression of things. Once you put in a law that says we all have to pay for each other's health care, and essentially that's what it says, when it doesn't matter whether it's a private organizations that are paying for health care or whether it's a single-payer government organization doing it, once you force everyone to get into the insurance system, then you're going to have everybody caring about what else everybody else does.
Right.
Because it drives up everybody else's rates.
Right.
Now, what you eat,
a lot of people want. That's what they want.
Huge social pressure to stop doing the things that we think are bad. Now, consider for a second that we don't know. When I was growing up, margarine was a good thing to eat, and eggs were a bad thing to eat.
Mm-hmm. How are that?
Now, eggs are a good thing to eat, and margarine's a terrible thing to eat.
Right.
And
back the way it used to be.
Somewhere in the 90s, there was the eat all the carbs you want, just don't eat any, not trans fats, saturated fats.
Well, they need people to be unhealthy so that they can charge them to try and make them healthy again and spend lots and lots of money reversing the health trends that they, convinced people to make themselves ridiculously unhealthy with.
Well, I don't know what their reasoning behind this is. I would suspect that they are incompetent boobs that do not understand the world around them, and that diets tend to be fad-oriented, not science-oriented.
Right.
And I don't think we have yet figured out what the most scientifically good diet is for human beings. but I do think that we're best keeping the government out of it.
I completely agree. I definitely think we need to keep the government out of all healthcare as much as possible. If you want to talk to us about healthcare, give us a call, 855-453. This is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group, better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is the Free Talk Live Sunday night edition. Again, letting you know, Brian and Stephanie are not in tonight, but Mark is still here, and also filling in tonight, it is Johnson.
Danica.
and Danica. Because I already said Mark's here, so...
I wasn't sure what to do there.
Yeah. I'm making things all confusing for you guys. Sorry. So, you know, some people out there who are listening may not know that Free Talk Live has a newsletter. And you can subscribe to it on the website, and you can get emailed weekly digest updates. Or if that doesn't work for you and you want to find out more about the show, you can go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page or Google Plus, or you can subscribe to the Twitter account and you can get updated with all the happenings and goings on with the show. But for now, what we're talking about here is soda taxes. And well, I mean, is it really a soda tax or is it more of a sugar tax?
It appears to be, well, I mean, it's a sweetener tax. So
yes.
Sweeteners
include... Is it all sweeteners or is it just sugar? Is it caloric sweeteners? Because it didn't seem like they were going to be taxing non-caloric, like, you know, like aspartame, Splenda. Well,
it's the quantity by measurement as far as size measurement, I guess weight. Well, teaspoon. Teaspoon is a size measurement. So,
right.
You know, cubic inch, cubic centimeter.
But is it sweeteners in general? Is it all sweeteners?
It says it's the Sugar Sweetened Beverages Tax Act.
Sugar.
Also known as the Sweet Act.
Right, but it has to be sugar sweetened.
Is that right?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Oh, right. I'm going to love watching the sugar farmers go nuts on this one. That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Now, it's specifically a farmer thing. That's sort of specifically.
Yes. You hate farmers! Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. So, I mean, is that all we have to say about that? I mean, is there anything else that we want to talk about on the sugar tax? Or?
Well, we've already talked that it's going to be targeted at Americans who are low income. Also,
they actually say that?
Yeah, it says right here in the article. The tax is targeted at Americans who are low income, African American, Hispanic, and children, which the legislation calls priority populations due to higher rates of obesity and diabetes.
This is amazing. So first they go after the farmers and the cane, sugar cane farmers.
Right.
And, of course, high fructose corn syrup. Wait a second. High fructose corn syrup, is that a sugar? Because most sodas are sweetened with that. And
oh, you got a really good point there.
So I'm not even sure what we're talking about at this point.
Oh, you get a really good point there, because actually I've seen some sodas lately have been trying to go back to actual sugar.
Or sucralose or anything other than high fructose corn syrup.
Just sucralose, though, is not a high caloric sugar. I mean,
you're correct.
It is sucralose is based off of sugar, so that's kind of interesting.
It says here that it's per teaspoon of caloric sweetener. So sucralose, yes, is zero calories, but sugar is not. High fructose corn syrup is not.
Caloric sweetener. Okay.
Right.
Very interesting.
Okay. So, yeah, it's going to go after, you know, the corn farmers, the sugar cane farmers, and poor people. They really just lay it right out, and specifically African Americans.
Right.
Nice.
It's intended to discourage excessive consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages by increasing the price. So that $2.50 soda that you pay at Applebee's, probably going to go up to, $2.75?
I'm taxing these lawmakers by the word. I think we really need to encourage them to stop passing excessive laws. They really seem to be addicted to these high word count laws that no one wants to read, including themselves.
You know, I think that there's, well, if we're going to, you know, bring out government solutions for this, I think that it really comes down to the Constitution's, what I consider the main flaw of the Constitution. The main flaw of the Constitution is that you have a panel of judges, the Supreme Court, that decide on the veracity of something at the end. Now, this is what they call appellate jurisdiction. It's, it wasn't actually specifically stated in the Constitution, but it's there, and the Supreme Court exists. The fact is, though, that if somebody's fined something, if somebody's being taxed, it's essentially a fine. So the fact is that you have to. I think the Supreme Court should have to be a 9-0 ruling. Shouldn't it be a unanimous vote of the highest legal minds in the land, rather than a situation where it's a 5-4 split? Why is it democratic when we're talking about the law? When I'm being convicted of something, at least from a criminal standpoint, it's 9-0, or at least the jury has to agree unanimously. Why shouldn't the best legal minds in America, as we should believe, why shouldn't they have to unanimously decide that something is constitutional for it to be constitutional?
But Democrats have also, this isn't the first time that they've tried to do some sort of restriction on soda.
Oh, this isn't going anywhere.
No, it's not. I mean, California proposed adding a warning label to soda. A penny per ounce tax was voted down in Chicago. And then also former New York City Michael Bloomberg tried to get, like, large sodas banned, and that didn't fall through. So, I mean, I don't know if this is, I don't think this is going to go anywhere, but... Yeah. They're trying to attack soda and other sweeteners as trying a way to cut down on obesity, because obviously obesity is a huge problem.
I think that they need to do what they've they were very successful. I don't mean Democrats, but people politically were successful in getting kids to stop smoking cigarettes. They made it not cool to smoke cigarettes. I can say that it was still in the late 80s. There was a little bit of cool factor to smoking cigarettes. Now, I don't think there is.
I don't know. I know a ton of kids who grew up, started smoking, especially started picking up and going to the hookah bars. The hookah bars became a big thing.
A hookah bar, but hookahs aren't really addictive in the same way. You're not talking about cigarettes.
Still tobacco smoke, and I think it probably leverages into more wanting more different forms of tobacco smoke.
I'm hookah bars I'm going to put in a different category, but fine. The cigarettes themselves are designed and they have additives to make it even more addictive for you. And I think that it's insidious. And so, and plus, you generally don't see somebody carrying around a hookah hitting that thing all day, whereas cigarettes are intended for you to be very, very convenient for you.
Right.
So if they can make sugar not as cool as it used to be, they might have some success around it. That's what I think they need to do.
They're probably going to make an e-cigarette where it delivers sugar directly into your lungs. It's probably the next thing that they'll do.
Well, so
our scientists will figure it out.
So many restaurants have already put the amount of calories per every drink or every food item. I mean, I guess that's not doing what it's supposed to do, because they're still imposing some sort of,
Yeah, I don't think people, yes, it's clearly not working. I don't know what one has to do. I do think that we have a real problem in this country with, simple sugars and the consumption thereof. But I wouldn't for a second tell somebody they couldn't do it. I just think that people need to be educated. I think they need to be clear on it. And I don't think the average person is educated on the dangers of what they eat. And I don't think they care.
I wonder, it seems like a lot of this stuff, we were mentioning it, how it kind of seems cyclical, where you switch from the eggs and the margarine being, or one being healthy, the other one not being healthy, and then it switches to the other, completely reverses where one is healthy and then the other one's not healthy, and then it switched back, right? So what I'm wondering is, now we kind of have the era of the internet. Is this stuff ever going to switch back again? Are we going to ever get that reversal again? Or are people finally going to figure out what's actually correct and keep that in their mind for a long time now? Is the correct information going to stick around this time?
That's a good question. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. account. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, and you're listening with Johnson
and Danica
and Mark,
and we are here tonight to bring all the news to you and to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. But first, Mark, I believe you want to tell us a little something about ProXPN.
Well, yeah, ProXPN is it's a VPN service. That's a what does that stand for?
Well, Voice I know VPN network? Stands for Virtual Private Network.
Yeah, so
XPN, I believe, is the next level.
Extreme Private Network.
I'm not sure.
Extreme, ladies and gentlemen.
So if this is the way that it sort of confuses those on the Internet where you are and what you're saying. So your ISP or anybody who can get access to your sort of whatever's going out of your computer, whether it's through the Wi-Fi or through a router or whatever way they can do it, they have, they can look at everything that you're doing online. Your ISP, that's your internet service provider, whether it's Time Warner or Comcast or whomever it is storing all the information about where you go. And they'll give it to anybody who has a warrant or anybody who can hack in and get it. And not that they'll give it to them, but they'll just take it. That's a little disturbing. And we know that at this point, the United States government, a la the NSA, can't be trusted with our information.
You're not even safe on Tor anymore.
Yeah, Tor's been compromised, apparently, as the claim. And it's been sort of the claim for a couple of years now. I didn't believe it, but I'm beginning to believe it now.
Yeah.
So what a VPN does and what ProXPN does is that they make a encrypted pathway from your computer to their server and wherever their server is. They've got ones all over the world, Singapore, Netherlands, Texas, California, New York, and then you're essentially you're coming out of, you're springing out of their service there and then going to your websites and stuff like that. And it keeps you, you know, relatively safe. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever it is you need. And one account works with all your devices. So you don't need to have separate accounts for each device. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and get 20% off. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, 20 as in 20% off of their premium account. When you get the annual plan, that adds up to only $5 a month. Really, it's an insignificant amount for your internet safety, because all you need to do is have your bank account compromised one time by some hexor out there, and you'll think, oh, maybe that was a good investment. This is simply insurance for being on the internet.
And I think this works out, Mark, because ProXPN, they're also, I believe, they're the sponsor of the phone lines, correct?
That's correct.
Well, I just bring that up because I want to just make a horrible segue to the fact that we have a phone call.
We'll go to ProXPN.com/FTL, and you can use Bitcoin. FTL20
is fantastic. The phone code. So I'm going to go to this call. It's actually a Skype call, and we have on Raphael from the Washington, D.C. area, and he wants to talk to us tonight about the Israel and Gaza situation.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Hey, Raphael. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I heard the other night on the podcast, I heard you talking about Israel-Gaza situation. I just wanted to weigh in on it. You know, we could discuss the whole politics and everything like that. I don't know if the radio is such a good forum in a few minutes to do that, but I did want to...
It's a really long, complicated thing, and
right.
It's easy to get on one side or the other. You know, they did this, and that's bad.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to do is maybe just give some insights, a little bit of preface. I'm a Free State Project participant. I use Bitcoins, own Bitcoins. I drink BuzzBox coffee every day.
We're not going to be nice to you just because of all this.
No, but I just want to establish a little bit of, you know, before people start labeling me a neocon or whatever, I did want to just throw that out there. But in this situation, I also served in the Israel Defense Force several years ago. I was obviously not in this conflict in Gaza, but in 2008, 2009, which was a little bit shorter, but similar, rocket launches, a soldier abducted, terror tunnels, smuggling, you know, weapons from Egypt.
Let me ask you about these rockets.
Yes.
So they've we hear things about these Palestinian rockets, and rocket sounds terrible, right? Like it sounds big and massive. And then we hear that they're essentially bottle rockets or something slightly larger than that. Can you tell us, in your words, what you think about these rockets?
Yes. So they are rockets. Well, there are two. There are these kind of homegrown ones that they take cement that was intended for building houses and infrastructure.
That's why they can't have cement.
Right. And they make them. And those are ones that they're short range. So they're kind of like you'd build your own rocket. Like they can shoot them really high up in the air and then they launch like 4 kilometers, you know, east of where you shot them. Right.
Okay.
And they can do damage. They fall on your car, you know, your porch, you're dead. Right. If they fell on someone's home and the home's there, they're not usually made out of wood. They're made out of some kind of rock. So probably you're okay, even if you're not in a bomb shelter. But dangerous nonetheless. And, you know, you got your kids in the playground, you're going to put them in the bomb shelter,
right?
So it's
essentially like a rocket-powered trebuchet. I mean, like they could do the same thing if they had a catapult.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. And those are difficult to shoot down by Israel because this Iron Dome and Patriot missiles, really the Iron Dome, you really don't have a lot of time to react. I mean, it doesn't have like a heat signal that much, and it just up and down. And it's like you said, it's like throwing a rock.
It's throwing big rocks.
Throwing a big rock. Dangerous, but you're right.
But now, but how many dead people have occurred from these big rocks? Can't be very many.
I'll tell you. I don't know the exact number, but it's not very many. However, those are the short range. They're not even rocket. They're like mortars. They're like tank, whatever. But there are medium and long range rockets that come from Iran. Some of them are Soviet made, and those are also smuggled in mainly through Egypt. Sometimes they've had things where they find them, like having a fishing boat that kind of, you know, just drops off these bags and they send divers to go and bring them.
Sure.
And those are, I mean, I'm not saying they're the most high tech, you know, US rockets in the world, but those are legit Iranian, Russian, missiles. And, you know, just like a Kalashnikov might not be as good as an M16, but, you know, it's pretty darn close.
What's the percentage of, you know, when these rockets are, is it 100 to 1, 100 flying rocks to every really awesome rocket that they've got there? I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, these are top of the line. You know, it doesn't have to be U.S. made for me.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe it's one like, Iranian, like, rocket to 10 mortars or something. But I don't know, and I bet you could probably find that out just from statistics. I mean, I don't think anyone's trying to hide that info.
Okay.
But you know, and then, when, you know, in the past when Lebanon has shot from, you know, from the north, those are always the rockets.
Sure,
they are. Hezbollah and North Korea, they come from. So, you know, that's just kind of a distinction. So it is a real threat. And I wanted to also clarify, having been in Gaza, that every soldier that, you know, every time they go to a house and maybe, you know, five civilians die, I really believe, from my vantage point, having been on the ground and lived in the country, that Israel does try everything they can to mitigate that. I also will tell you that every single one of those, we could have bombed it with an airplane or a helicopter. And the only reason the soldiers even went there is so that it's five civilians and not 50 civilians. I also have seen, and they have it on the news, that they are, the Hamas is storing the missiles and grenade launchers and everything in the schools, in the UN buildings, you know, in the mosques, in the hospitals. The headquarters of Hamas is actually in the basement right now of one of the main hospitals in Gaza.
Well, now, let me ask you this. So, but here's what I'm thinking. If I'm running the, I don't know, the Quaker school in Ramallah, right? I'm thinking, I'm not going to let Hamas put any of their stuff in my school because I might become a target.
Well, yeah, but it's all corrupt there. I mean, for instance, you know, the UNRWA, I believe it's the relief organization of the UN. The one for the Palestinians is the largest in the world, more than the Rwandan one, more than the, you know, all these other ones that they have. But it's tons of corruption, and the people there very much do. You know, I'm not saying everybody, but there's several people, let's say, working there that are UN employees that definitely are actively trying to hide it. And every time they find those rockets, they give them back. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of specifics that we can talk about, but I just really honestly can tell you that I think that Israel and the army is trying to be as humane as possible. If we could dismantle all the governments, we'd be better off. I'm totally with you. But
do you want to hold the line and talk to us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, sure, why not? Sure.
Okay, fantastic. So you're listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary, because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tonight edition of Free Talk Live, and we are here talking to you right now about Israel and Gaza, and we have talked a little bit here about the new sugar tax that they're trying to promote here out of Connecticut, and we're going to get right back to it. But first,
well, I want to tell you about modup.net. If you're looking to increase your focus, if you're feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil. It has to be better than coffee,
that
right?
Extra edge.
You need that extra edge. I wish I could get rid of that name. I chose it years ago. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil is, from modup.net is making a difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. They make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent with that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships worldwide. So it's your responsibility to know whatever your bureaucrats think you need to do in order to get whatever it is that they get. So check into it. But modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community, and you can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get an additional discount, 33% off. And to make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So coupon code FTL, use Bitcoin, look into it for yourself, but be sure, we're sure that you'll find modup.net offers world-class service at a great price. It's modup.net.
Okay, so this is the show about your calls, so we're going to go right back to them, back to the phones, back to the fantastic. So here we have Raphael talking to us again about Israel and Gaza, and we're getting some sort of first-hand information from you, Raphael, as you served in the Israeli Defense Force, you said how long ago?
Let's say about 6 to 8 years ago.
To 8 years ago, okay. So I mean, you mentioned there are tunnel networks. There are these rocket-propelled, basically cement bombs, just giant rocks that they're just launching across the border.
Yeah, I always wondered why it was that they weren't allowing cement to go into Gaza. And I guess the reason is because they'll, in some cases, turn them into big rocks that they throw at people.
Sure. And look at the tunnels that they build. I mean, you can see pictures and videos on YouTube and, you know, Google. It's the amount of tunnels that, you know, imagine going 20 meters underground and building a tunnel that's like 4 or 5 kilometers long, goes from the heart of Gaza all the way into the heart of an Israeli city or, you know, that area. Do you know how many houses and hospitals and schools you could build with that cement? I mean, we're talking like millions of dollars per tunnel. And they don't, let's not even get into the fact that they use, you know, child labor because they're so small there. But, you know, like, I don't really want to debate the whole issue. You know, the whole politics, if I could press a button, like I said, I'm a libertarian guy. If I could press a button and all the foreign aid, dismantle all the governments on both sides, you know, I think people would be better off.
How would that work, though? This is really the problem is the reason that there is an Israeli state is because, you know, it was sort of carved out of the map. And, you know, this is where the Jews got to go. In my opinion, it would have been far better off if Western countries would have just said, hey, Jews, come here. Please come here. But instead they decided, you know, let's take this little section of the map and we'll make Jesus come back or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But how do you undo this?
That's my whole problem with the whole thing is that I think that, you know, both sides have chosen this particular piece of land because it's magical. Mm-hmm. It's magic. Mm-hmm. We need to have this particular piece of land because...
Well, now they bought it, though. Like, if I have a house that's Haifa...
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, I'm not going to sell, what? I've got to move to New York City? I got to go to LA? I got to go to London?
A big part of it, you know, they were talking about historically starting a Jewish state in Uganda. You got to see, this has all happening out of, after World War II, after the Holocaust, with all the people that were exterminated there. And one of the reasons that they wanted to have a Jewish state and not just absorb the people into the U.S. and Europe, which was an issue in and of itself, but there is the idea that throughout history, Jews have been persecuted and slaughtered, just like many other people. And having a state with the military, you know, is a way that, you know, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. When the Ethiopian Jews were being, in bad conditions there, mm-hmm. Israel saved hundreds of thousands. They sent the military in. I mean, they weren't fighting people, but they were sending, like, cargo planes to pick up, I don't know if it was tens or hundreds of thousands of Ethiopian immigrants. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, they brought, I believe it was almost 1 million or so Jews from that area. So, you know, I know it's a
bit
political.
Now they have to settle them somewhere.
And now, as a result, Israel has the highest per capita rate of engineers and scientists in the entire world. So from the Soviet Union.
Well, yeah,
so,
it's an amazing thing to see.
There is an argument to be made that just absorbing them into other places peacefully might not solve the problem because there is a history of thousands of years of Jews not being able to defend themselves and every time they get slaughtered. So,
but it hasn't happened in England and it hasn't happened in the United States. And it, like, I'm
well,
just
it, had, it hadn't happened in Germany. Look, before the Nazis came in, Germany was one of the, you know, it was a democracy. It was culture, you know, technology. Jews were very successful there. So, look, they're, you know, I'm not trying to argue for the government, the Jewish Israeli government or the U.S. government, but if you do, I agree with you, Mark, what you said is, you know, World War II maybe had to have, you and Ian sometimes get at it, World War II maybe, I believe, had to happen, but if World War I had never happened, then maybe World War II would never have happened, and I'm totally with you.
I think the Pacific Theater was unavoidable.
It's the same kind of thing. I mean, if the Holocaust wouldn't have happened, yeah, you know what, you don't need a Jewish state, but once you have that happen... What are you going to just take another chance like that?
The Holocaust was just the best broadcast pogrom. I mean, it had gone on before. There's no doubt.
Sure.
You know, and very
and
few
more people died.
Know.
More people died in China, and more people died in a lot of other atrocities. So,
indeed.
But I would say that the Jews do have a bit of a unique situation in the sense that when they live in Babylon or Egypt, you know, they get persecuted and killed and enslaved. They go to Europe, Germany, same thing happens. So isn't it
assimilation, though? I mean, there are a lot of cultures out there. You're not finding the Ostrogoths and the Visigoths had it really tough, you know, as far as assimilation went, too. But nobody even knows where those people are at this point. Like, to some extent, it's because of this. One thing we can find with, like, Jews and Greeks here in the United States is that they don't want to date outside outside of, you know, ethnicity. And it's because they have this, you know, thousands of years, at least with Jews, they've got this thousands of years of thing behind it. It's like, you got to stay with Jews because that's better. And if it was just assimilated, wouldn't it be better for everybody?
Well, I think plenty of Jews are assimilating, but I'm not really, you know, I'm not even such a religious person. I don't even want to go down that line. My whole point in calling was just saying it's not as immoral as a lot of the people in the liberty community think. I think people get confused. They see free Gaza, free Palestine, and they think it's free, you know, it's like Occupy or some freedom issue.
I kind of feel like I have this whole feeling of immorality on both sides because of, you know, uses of eminent domain, people, you know, just trying to fight over this chunk of land because originally, you know, some folks thought that it was magic. And so I kind of, I don't see morality coming out of either side of this issue.
But the morality in the sense where they say, well, how many civilians were killed on this side? How many civilians were killed on that side? I don't think that those arguments have weight. I think.
Why is that? You know, because at this point, like, I think six times the Palestinians have been killed as all Jews in the last several weeks.
In World War II, 20 times more Germans were German civilians were killed than Allied civilians or British civilians or something like that. So, you know, I just don't think that that carries weight. I do really feel terrible for all the people that are dying. I know it, you know, it sounds cliched, but I really do. And I believe that Israel does. And I really even believe that the Israeli government does. And I agree with your definition of government. It's the most successful criminal gang in any given territory. You know, dismantle them all as far as I'm concerned. But I don't think that you can compare the Israeli government to Hamas. And I even, you know, get out of Iraq, Afghanistan. I'm all with you. Israel's a bit more different in the sense that the proximity is so close. It's smaller than New Jersey. You know, you can YouTube. There's a YouTube video called like Hamas first person shooter, Hamas Call of Duty. And they put this camera on their helmet and you see them like digging. They pop out all of a sudden in Israeli territory and like charge these people. They're like in their underwear and they start shooting them with rocket launchers and Kalashnikovs. Or M16s, I forget, and then run up to him and start banging him on the head with the gun. So, I mean, this isn't Afghanistan, like, you know, like Ron Paul says, we just marched in, we can just march out. It's not quite the same. I wish it were, but it just isn't. And I feel the liberty community takes an overwhelming, either they say screw them all, or they take a side of the Gaza, the Hamas, let's say. And I really think that most Israelis do want peace. I don't know if I could say the same about those in Gaza, from my opinion. The West Bank is another story, though. I think most of those people do want peace, and I think peace is achievable in that area.
Well, Raphael, I want to thank you for your thoughts tonight on this, and thank you for the call. Call in again. And this tonight is Free Talk Live. We've got to head out here, but you can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the show about your calls, and we have more to talk about Israel.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.